The king can't always be the damn king by itself. I need servants to step up.
Turn me up a little bit. Turn me up a little bit.
What's going on, everybody? Crush Lounge, how y'all doing? We back, third live show. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. We are still on season 3, episode 24. This is our third live show, The Art of Love and Rockstar Nights. I appreciate y'all all being here. Y'all could have been anywhere tonight, but y'all decided to be here with us, and I appreciate that. Today, tonight, this evening, to the left of me, we have Jaja. Up on the panel, we have Jaleesa Marie, we have Mel, we have another panelist coming, he is a little late, we have Rock the Barber coming, he is on his way. We have our MC for the night, we have Christine.
Can we give it up?
Yes. I need a little energy. We know we got Buck, we got Soul Free Philly, we got Brandon, the crew, Camille, everybody's here. Shout out to Karen, I appreciate Crush, everybody. So, we have a lot of themes that we be covering. And the energy that I came with the second show was different from the first one. I want to continue the energy that I had from the second show that was titled I Really Loved You. We're in an era right now where it's not really popular. And I feel that it is man's prerogative. It is his duty to lead. And if he leads, everything else and everybody else falls in line. It's not in a man's nature to consistently just call out problems. We can sit here all day long and we can talk about women's shortcomings, but that doesn't make you, it shouldn't make you feel manly. You know, after a while, it's like, as a man, you should want to solve the problem. You should want to lead. I don't want to just burn that into the ground all day. You got to actually love women and appreciate women and know what I'm talking about. A lot of men just like having notches on their belt. A lot of men don't appreciate women for real. Have you ever sat there and looked at your girl while she sits at the vanity, lost in a YouTube tutorial about how she does her hair, and just sit there in admiration of her? You know, have you ever been snowed in with your girl, eating pizza rolls all day or shit you shouldn't be eating, and y'all binge watching Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, and it's late at night, and it's, y'all can walk by if you want. If you're standing there, you good. I just didn't know if you wanted to walk by now. You're not interrupting anything. Oh, you wanted it? It's okay. I just felt it right there, my, you know, intuition. So it might be 10 o'clock at night. It's an hour before the supermarket's closed, and she says, you know, let's go get some ice cream or something. You know, this is your boo. You looking at it like, damn, it's my baby. Like, I get this right here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go to the supermarket. She got her sweats on. You know, you got your little, you know, snowed in. And y'all risk the danger, risk the ice, risk the snow. And it's late at night. And you get your Ben & Jerry's cookies and, no, cookie dough. Because cookie dough is the best ice cream. Not up for debate. And you look at little things like that. And we talk about the art of love. Little things like that. To me, that's love. To me, it's not always the grand things. It is those two. I can describe those moments. I can talk about the rock star nights. You know, taking your girl out to the finest restaurants and getting steaks for dinner. And you can only get a medium because that's the only way to eat a steak is to get it medium. If you get it anything other than medium, it's not a steak. You're fucking it up. You got to grow up at some point, okay?
Hey, yo.
So, it's little things like that where, you know, you feeling like bull, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, at some point, like, I just stopped getting, you know, wine by the glass. To me, like I'm that type of guy. I like getting the bottle. I don't know shit about wine. I ask the waiter when he comes up, could you recommend something out, you know, trying to pop it. He comes with the bucket. It's there, big bottle, you know, feels good or whatever. You feel like, boy, I don't know how to dance, but girls love dancing. You got to appreciate the things that women like doing. After you go out, all right, let's go out to dance. You know, let's go have fun. Fuck it. You got a little drinking. You got all the bravery in the world. Men are too cool to do shit like that. You get what I'm saying? To step out their comfort zone. It's things like that. So when I go to my panel, I ask y'all. I don't want to take too long. I want y'all to jump in here. What does, I'm going to start with Ja. I'm going to start to the left of me. What does love look like to you? You know, like how does that feel? What does it look like if you wanted to describe it? You know, if you can recall on maybe some personal scenarios or maybe how do you view love?
Thank you, Preem. I want to view love on past experiences because we can't just ride and put all our eggs in the past experience basket. I also want to ride on what I predict and what I would like. So in the past, there's things I think you could take away from your past. Like one time I had somebody pull up to the park. I pulled up, it was wine and candles lit. It could be as simple as that. No money spent. You had some candles. I don't give a fuck what's burning. It's like candles and wine. Like that's, man, in a park, that's fire. You know, when people are like, I can't do this kind of meal, this kind of date. I'm cool with going to the park and you have that. Yikes. That's a penny dropper. I'm not saying for me necessarily, but like for someone, you know. But also, like, love to me is what you were saying. Like, I want to do things that I like, but I also want to do things that I don't know I like. And I want to partner with me to experience because I might like these things and you might like these things, but neither of us know. And I want somebody to experience that with me. So I want to do new things, whether that's turning up at a hole in a wall at a bar or going to a museum or going to a park. Or like I want somebody to experience like what is our ecstasy in spending time together. And for me, quality time is outside the bedroom because anybody could be like, I'm pulling up. What's up? Anybody could do that. But are you, I want to see my partner, a guy, in a different setting. I want to see him learning new things. I want to see me learning new things. And that's growing with your partner, right? So that's my whole thing is as long as you can grow with somebody or you put yourself in a position to grow with somebody, I think that's so beautiful.
That's fire. We're going to go up here to Jaleesa. Yes, you're first, you know, ladies first. So I want to know, Jaleesa, what does love look like to you? You know, describe it. How does it feel? What does it look like, you know?
I'm a little nervous, so just bear with me.
No, we got you. That's why we got your back. Take your time. All
right, so mine is going to be a little different because I took some notes. So, all right, so what I had said, what love looks like for me is secure, it's safe, it's transparent, it's a man of God, it's respect, it's communication.
Okay.
And it's somebody who can understand me and love me through all seasons of my maturity because we change over time.
That's true.
And we grow. So if you can understand and stay with me and stick by my side through the ups and the downs and through those times where I'm confused or the times where I'm happy as hell or the times where I just don't even want to be bothered. Right. If you can understand me and just be like, look, I know my girl, and then understand my needs in those seasons, that's what love looked like to me.
That's fire. That's fire. I love that answer. Mel, listen, you've been the MVP, Mel. You've been turning up. I got to hear this, Mel. What does it look like to you?
I mean, love looked different to me at different times in my life. But I would say currently, love to me, what it looks like to me, I got a lot of expectations. But at the same page, they are always met. Love doesn't necessarily look like somebody that's like the best person in the world. It's somebody that's been through a walk. Somebody that knows how to get through a walk. Like, you know what I mean? Somebody that knows how to provide the peace, the communication, like sis says. Someone that, you know, you can feel safe with. Like, you know what I mean? Someone you can also provide safety for. Like, you see what I'm saying? someone with great communication skills and somebody that you work together with. That's what love kind of looks like nowadays. You see what I'm saying? It's not what the fairy tale, you know what I mean? And you're not going to be rich off the rip unless you hit the lottery, which I'm playing tonight. But, you know, love kind of looks like everyday normal stuff nowadays. You know what I mean? You can't really find your average Cardi B walking around. You see what I'm saying? Expect to find love. Like, you see what I'm saying? Love is like that person that you're watching go through the same thing you're going through while y'all trying to build.
I like that answer. Definitely give a clap. Yeah, I love it. Melvin, the MVP. I love it. He always got the best mature, just wise old man answer. Like you've been living for 1,000 years. And, you know, you didn't seen everything there is to ever see. I just feel like in the era that we in, the reason why I'm doing this, right, because you don't have enough men online that looks like us, that is talking like us right now. It's not the popular thing to do. I always talk about as a man, you should have dreams, goals, and ambitions. You should see through time as some... With your woman, you should know what do you want in life? What is the end goal? At some point, it is not impressive to me that, you know, if you have a bunch of different randoms in your phone or a bunch of different randoms in your DM. What's impressive to me in 2024 is if you can find one woman to actually love you or earn her love. As a man, I understand. They looking at me like I'm crazy right now, like in 2024. I get it. It sucks. You know, it's not the easy thing to go to try to achieve in today's era. It is harder, but everything that's worth getting, it should be hard. It shouldn't be easy. I feel like it's too many men that want it easy. I want to earn everything. I don't want anything handed, and especially love. So when I ask questions like, how do you create the energy? How do you channel it? What are the things that you do to keep the energy in your relationship? Because after a while, people are like, oh, it got stagnant. That's why I cheated. Or it got boring. That's why I left. Or I decided to do, I had to go find me. But it's just like, what is the ultimate goal? Where do you see yourself? You know, do you want the house? Do you want the wife? Do you want the kids? Do you want all of these things as a man? That should be what you want out of life. I don't know what men want out of here. You're going to die alone. It's just like, I look at men, it's just like, it's not impressive to me that you got all, they don't care. Like, I want a girl to want to know, like, you know, do you got health insurance? Do you got life insurance? To me, when you ask me shit like that, I'm like, oh my God, you care about me. Like, that little shit like that, you know what I mean? But when I talk about how do you create energy, like, and how do you create passion, to me, it's about paying attention to detail. I like studying my woman. I like everything that she like. I look at if she's an aesthetic type of woman, her color palettes, things that she, the type of foods that she like, all the subtle little things you got to keep mental notes of. You got to really study your girl from top to bottom. You got to be that invested into your woman. And as a man, I feel like we don't focus enough. Our mind is everywhere. You get what I'm saying? So what are things that you might do as a woman or things you might do as a man that creates and keeps the energy in a relationship? Like, what are things that you paying attention to? What are you locked into when you're with somebody? Like, you understand what I'm asking? I'm gonna start with John.
I've had relationships where, and it didn't last, but I gave this, let me start with that. But I give this person so much props for, I mentioned that I like Nepal tea. Like, I mentioned that when you drink tea from anywhere, authentic from anywhere, you're literally drinking that soil. You're drinking the earth and the soil from Nepal. So even though I haven't visited there, I'm drinking it. So I'm going on and on about this Nepal tea. I bring him some, and then he's like, I want to take you to a Nepal restaurant that just opened up. This is what I mean about paying attention, though. Like, that to me was like, I'm paying attention to what she's saying, and I got something that I want to involve her in that has to do with, like, I thought that was, like, for me, that was like a big, that was huge, because you took what I said and you ran with it, and I like that. Like, it's just such a consideration thing. And again, even if I don't like something, I want to learn what you like, because one, I might like it, but two, I might enjoy myself enjoying you like it. So even if I don't like it, I'm going to have fun watching you have the time of your fucking life. And that's going to give me pleasure. So I encourage going out. And even if someone's like, oh, I'm not really into plays or opera or productions or museums, go, because even though you might not like it, you might like it with her. You might like it with him. You know what I mean? And have fun at the end of the day. Like, me and my girls, sometimes if I have to channel things that aren't fun, I say, how would this be if I was with my girls? I know me and my girls are the party. So wherever we go, whether we're at a museum or wherever, it's up. And that's how you should be with your partner. Like, I don't care if I'm camping, hiking, playing 2K. You know, I want to be, the small moments are you with your person. Yeah,
we're going to go up to, I'm going to start with Mel on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Mel, right? I feel like Mel about to give me some jewels right here. I just feel it radiating up there from the panel. Know. Right, like, so how do you, what are you doing, you know, when you're looking at your woman? How do you create the energy? How do you keep the energy? What are things that are you looking at? What are you studying? Like, what type of time, you know, when you're on with your girl?
I mean, my grandmother gave me the best advice in the world. She told me, you got one mouth and two ears for a reason. Listen. Men could go on and on for days about how great we are and all the things that we could provide and all the things that we do and how much money we got and, you know what I mean, our BMI, you know what I mean? We could go on all day. But, you know, sometimes just sitting back, going for a nice little car ride, you know what I mean, listening to them, you know what I mean, you'll find out everything you need to know. I never been dressed up and went out on a date before. Okay, let's go to Eddie V's. Bang, it's that simple. Sometimes you just listen to your woman. That's if you're really in tune with her, you know what I mean? But I mean, some of my best experiences came from actually listening. My grandma gave me the best advice ever in life. Like, I mean, God rest her soul. God rest her soul. You know what I mean? But you got to listen to your woman. You'll find out everything you need and want to know by listening to them, man. Real rap. Listen, it got me everything I ever wanted. You know what I mean? Or as far as I needed to get in life just by listening. So why not? You know what I mean? And when you listen to her, you find out all types of stuff. You know what I mean?
All right, okay. I had to make sure I caught it. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I knew I heard something. Yeah, I'm like, hell, run that back. Like, I caught you. Ladies and gentlemen, our third panelist who came, my man Rock. Rock the Barber. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Rock, let me catch you up before Mel continue. Mel, you're going to continue.
All right.
You're going to continue. No. Yeah, right. But we've only got into our second question or whatever. It's more so free flowing. What's up, Dom? Right. You can't help but notice, right? As I had to shout her out. So, you know, we talking about the art of love and what it looks like, you know, describing it. How does it feel to you? We're going to let you chime in on that, too. But Mel was just talking about how does he create the passion? How does he keep the energy? What is he studying with his girl and things like that? Catch your breath as Mel just, you know, continues what he was saying or whatever. Take your time.
But just as well as you got to listen, you got to pay attention, man. You got to pay strict detail to everything. I mean, you got to know body language the whole nine yards, when she's feeling it, when she's not feeling it. What to do to get her happy if you see her going into one of her moments, you know what I mean? You got to be able to read your woman. You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to know, like, you got to know when she's having a stressful day, she's having a stressful day without her saying there. You know what I mean? Her face is going to tell it all. Like, you see what I'm saying? You got to know her mannerisms. You see what I'm saying? Good ways to get them out of that, I ride bikes. You know I ride bikes. I've been riding bikes since we was kids. Like, you see what I'm saying? I take my shorty on a ride. Get on the back. You know, I might go a little too fast. Yeah, I mean, I might go a little too fast, but you know, that adrenaline rush for them, it opens them up. Oh my God, I never felt like this before. Oh yeah, we gotta do this again. Like, you know what I mean? It's like little things you could do to keep, you know what I mean, the energy flowing in your relationship, you know what I mean? And just pay attention, man. Most men, we too worried about all the other stuff, like just working and paying bills. Nah, sometimes you gotta sit back, listen. You know what I mean? Hear her frustrations. You know what I mean? That's what real men do. Like, we kind of communicate. Like, you know what I mean? But, you know, like you said, it's not a lot of us out here that know how to do that.
Yeah. Right. No, it's definitely a small, you know, group of men. Yeah. So, go ahead, Jaleesa. All
right. So, for me, to piggyback off of him, it's definitely listening. But you definitely need to learn your partner's love language. Because that is important.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go, Jaleesa.
Because everybody has a different love language. I can like this. You can like that. And the problem is also communication. Because you can't assume that because you enjoy it, that person's going to enjoy it too. So it's about learning your partner, understanding who they are, communicating, spending time together, creating passion. And passion is not just always, you know, intimacy, you know, romance. It's just the intimacy, being connected, spending, you know, one-on-one, figuring out, all right, look, let me do some hands-on things. I see you had a long day. You looking tired. You something ain't right. I see you off. Let me give you a massage. You good, babe? Let me make your favorite dinner tonight. You good? Matter of fact, just chill.
I'm giving her the world. I'm giving that type of girl the world. You talk like that. I'm giving you anything you want.
Yeah, like that's what it is for me, and I like that because I'm a hands-on type of person, and I like to please my partner, you know, and it's not just a sexual way, just always all around. So like, and I'm very creative, so my mind is always working on how can I do this, what can I do. There's times where we like, look, let's just stay in the house. We don't got the kids, none of that stuff. Let me create a game. Now, Prem, you know I'm good with the games.
Absolutely. Like, yeah, absolutely.
I'm good with the games.
Like, game night queen.
Yeah. Miss Turner. But I'm going to create something. I'm going to get creative. We going to do something in the house, and I'm going to turn anything into something fun for my person and just for myself as well.
Before I let Rock go, Rock, grab the mic, though. I want Rock to grab the mic. Give me 1 second, Rock. Before you go, I want to piggyback off you before I pass it to Rock. What you said right there is so profound, and right now I'm bouncing off you right now, right? I've been on this mission to make the men that follow me elite. I want them to have ambition. Now, everybody's stuck on toxic women, and they're like, oh, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to provide. I don't want to do that because da-da-da-da-da. But what you say right there, right, about how you want to please your man, you want to massage us, you want to have that type of energy. It's not a toxic woman. But I feel like as a man, if you're on what you're supposed to be on, you're going to attract those type of women. Because of the life I've been living of the last few months, the sacrifices I've made, I don't think toxic women even want to come in my stratosphere right now. It's an energy that they look at you and they like, I don't even want to throw main man off. It's like he on point right now. You get what I'm saying? And that's that type of energy that I love. When you are on what you're on supposed to be on, you will attract the best quality woman. And that should always be the goal. If you're not getting the type of woman that want to do those things, you're fucking up as a man. You're dropping the ball somewhere. And as a man, you should always take accountability 100% of the time. I hate men with excuses. The best time I've ever felt like a man is when I've provided or done or try to bring a woman the world. I felt less of a man when I got any help from a woman in any type of way. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. If you're the type of woman that don't mind helping, I'm not knocking you for that. But as a man, I don't think you should be seeking that. As a man, I want to be Superman. That's the best time I ever felt joy, when I'm providing, when I'm giving you the world, when I'm running through brick walls. I want to take you on the flyest dates. I want to take you to the best trips. I want to show you things that no other man has ever shown you. And that's how I separate myself from your past. That kills all insecurities. To know I was the greatest man that you ever fucking met. You get what I'm saying? So when you're talking like that, that's how you get the best out of a woman, when she's soft, when she doesn't have to work every fucking day, all day, multiple jobs, and like, oh, you wanna go 55, I need help with the bill. I don't want you to do shit but be in your femininity. So when I come home, when I walk through the door, you like pull your dick out. Like, I want that type of fucking energy. You get what I'm saying? You can't expect her to look after the kids, to go to work, to do all this shit and wanna hump you and wanna jump your fucking bones. She's not gonna wanna cook for you. I want my woman to be soft. So what I will take on the stress. I will run through brick walls. I will get in the gym. I will be in the best physical shape so I can withstand the pressures of life. That is a man's job until we're in the fucking ground. I thought it was important for me to get that message out because there's a lot of men right now that's looking for help. It should be hard. Your life as a man will never be easy. Embrace it. It will make you a better man. The times where you're talking to God, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, and you're stressed out, that's when you know you're in tune with yourself as a man. That's when you know you're trying to better yourself. So fuck the PlayStation, fuck the weed, fuck the alcohol, become an alpha, become elite. Yes, no, whoa, whoa, nothing. Be the best version of yourself so you can get the best quality woman. If you want the best woman, you have to become elite. You have to be the...
Well, let me say this, Preem.
Go ahead.
God did create Eve as a helpmeet.
Yes.
Adam was asleep.
But it's certain... Yeah, there you go. Rock, go ahead, man. Do your thing, bro. Listen, caught up? Are you caught up, Rock?
Yeah, I'm on here.
I'm just getting warmed up.
What's up, everybody?
I'm just getting warmed up.
Y'all already know. Y'all heard my voice on the speakers and everything.
Right.
I want to say I'm going to apologize to everybody out here because y'all was waiting for me too, just like I was waiting to be here. And that's the first thing in a relationship, knowing how to apologize when you're wrong.
When
I look at things with a relationship, I got to say it's a lot of things that you got to be right straight front from it. Words of affirmation. This means coming in the house saying you're beautiful, touching your woman in certain ways in her mind, rather than her body. And with those things, like telling her you're beautiful, you look good today, babe, have a good day. You know, just rubbing her face before you leave out the door to say, I'll see you later. Because a lot of times we get up, we be so much into the world and have to do what other people want us to do. We don't think about the person that's already part of our world, that makes our world. So that's one of the things that I look at. Just like y'all said, noticing the insecurities and things that your woman have, like as a man, you gotta know what them insecurities are, pay attention to what she is and who she is so you can help her with those things and guide her through those things. Like a lot of people have those inside insecurities that you never know about. And if you don't find out what that is, you can't touch in there. You can't touch in there. And that's a big thing.
Absolutely. I'm a passing job. I want to piggyback off of you.
Just real quick, I think what you said is so beautiful. Like, yes or no, when you really love somebody, their flaws become beautiful? Yes or no? Yes. I've had people who their flaws would be a make or break. But because I love them so much, I see this person who, like, their flaws almost become, like, sexy and beautiful. Like, damn, this person I love has these flaws that I'm not attracted to and I still love them. Like, wow, they really embrace it or I really accept it. But just piggybacking off you,
I'm going to just say like it is. I love a woman that like my flaws. I got a big stomach. But seriously, I'm going to tell you like it is. Also, a lot of people out here always say, I want loyalty in my relationship. But do y'all really know what loyalty is? And one of those things that I feel as though in loyalty is respecting each other's boundaries. When I say that, it's like, okay, me and you, we know each other, but we don't know everything we know about each other just yet. So it's certain boundaries you might not want to touch at certain times until they give it to you. Like, even the phones, the smallest things, the small phones. Like, I'm not going to worry about what my woman doing on her phone because my loyalty is to what you feel as though you got loyal to me. So if you're loyal to me, you already know that it's certain things you shouldn't be doing. I'm not even going to check for it. I'm not going to check for it. I'm going to tell you like it is. It's going to come out anyway. But, like, that's a major thing.
Not to say this, because it's important. It's important. The type of these relationships that we're talking about, these are healthy relationships. These is not toxic. Because you cannot do this with no toxic person, especially somebody who got some insecurities. You're going to be trying to prove all the time. You cannot do this. Is healthy relationships. So anybody out there listening, if you're toxic, this not for you. You cannot take these things and expect your woman to do these things for you because you can't. You won't get these. This is, it's not. You got to be a healthy individual.
I thought it's important what y'all talking about, the toxic versus non-toxic, because that's all we ever. So we act like it's there's no sane people out here. There's no people that got, you know, a good head on our shoulders. That's how we're acting. Like, there's no people that's having healthy relationships. There's no such thing as a perfect relationship.
And that's why where I come in at with the situations of stability. Like, you know, it's a lot of different types of stability in a relationship. Financial, you got mental, you got physical, and you got emotional. Right. Bam.
Good job. Good job, Buck.
So, you know, within those aspects, you got to touch on every single one so you can touch on your woman a little bit more. Because us men, we already know that that strength part is always going to be us. Y'all look for the support. They look for the masculinity. They look for the security, the protection. Y'all look for the financial help. Whether you want all of it or half of it, we're supposed to provide it all in all aspects. If our woman helps us, we look at it like, damn, I'm a type of man. If a woman helps me with something, I'm going to give it back to you later anyway. Because I'm going to be in my mind like, yo, that was thorough. Like, I'm going to give it right back to you. You're going to get a tenfold regardless, because I'm like, damn, I'm going to feel you more than what I felt you in the first place, because I'm like, that's what I'm looking for. Like, me personally, being a businessman and having all my own things, I look for a woman that's going to, like, compliment me. Even if you don't compliment me, I'll get you to that point. But you got to be willing to accept that and understand that that's what's going to happen. But don't rush me into it.
Like, as he says, raise your stock. You raise each other's stock.
Definitely, and when that stock is raised,
yes,
listen, don't cash out. Don't cash out.
Yes, you raise each other's stock. It shouldn't be, your partner shouldn't be the op. It should be a person as your partner. Like, I've had guys, when I'm cursing them out, they're like, yo, I'm not your op. And I'm like, oh, shit.
I got to piggyback off of that one, Mel, because I want you to go after me, okay? I want you to piggyback off of this. That was important when she said, I'm not your op. When we talk about love, I've been in toxic relationships, and I'm going to take accountability because I wasn't the best version of me, so that's why I was in those situations. So I will take accountability of the messed up relationships that I was in. But when you're with somebody, it's a proper way to argue. If I say that I love you, it's certain things that should never even be said. It's certain things that I would never even think to say. It is a proper way to argue. I'm not your op. You're not my op. I'm not going below the belt. I'm not going for the juggler. You share personal things with me that I'm supposed to take to the grave. Why would I ever try to be cutthroat and just say the thing that's going to? I look at you like, what? Words mean something to me. I don't know about y'all. Words mean something to me. It's certain things that you say that I can never forgive. Like, you was thinking that the whole time? You say, yes, I was. And I've been holding it.
Hey, yo.
Oh, wait. Hold up, Misha. I want you. We're going to give it to Chris.
About to say my boo at the bar. Hold on. We need voices from this beauty. What's your name, first of all?
Mish.
Hey, Mish, let us know.
Oh, my God. No, when you're in a proper relationship, there is no right or wrong way to argue. You have to respect everybody's feelings. So if you're feeling a certain way, you got to get it out. You might be pissed to the top. Get it out. I can't tell you how to feel when you're verbalizing yourself. So there is no right or wrong way to argue when you're in a proper relationship. I'm in a proper relationship, and we go ham on each other. And we 6 years in, so we go ham. But I understand my man like he understands me. So you can't hurt my feelings like I can't hurt his.
Honestly, that's
he's so newsy. What you looking at? Hey, it's family. I get it.
That's a different strokes for different folks type situation. I'm with what Big Bro said. Like, it's boundaries. It's boundaries. You know what I mean? It's boundaries. It's boundaries always going to be involved. Like, even when it comes to arguing.
Yo, can we keep it quiet in the back a little bit for me, please? Can we keep it quiet in the back a little bit for me, please? Thank you.
No. It's balance. You gotta have boundaries. Even when y'all get mad at each other, it's like It's like Sis said, you got to learn a love language, man. You got to know when you're going too far, what not to say, when not to say it. It's a time and a place. You see what I'm saying? And even when it's a time and a place, like even in a heated argument, heated moment, I mean, you never want to say something that cuts so deep and opens one of them band-aids like you said you didn't heal. Like, you see what I'm saying? Or that surface that you didn't get to. Because then, you know, you might, oh, you fuck whore, you know what I mean? And then she be like, damn, I got raped. Then you just open some crazy, you see what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, real rap.
That's real.
No, it's not real funny. Though. It's real shit.
That is real.
You know what I mean? And listen, like, it get real. So you got to kind of be mindful. And you know, but when you love your lady, you don't want to disrespect her. Like, you don't want to hit her triggers. You don't want to break her down. You don't want to, you know what I mean? You don't want her to feel low as the bottom of the earth, bro. You want to always build your woman. Like, even so, when you see an imperfection in her, you want to kind of highlight it softly. I would say you kind of, you might have did something. She might have did something that you didn't like. Left the refrigerator open, or, you know what I mean? Yo, like, you know what I mean? You ain't going to come at her like, who the fuck? You want to be like, yo, babe, you know,
it's a proper way to talk.
I closed it, but you know.
One second. I'm going to give pass the mic to Jaleesa. Jaleesa going to go 1 second. Then wait. Hold on, Jaleesa. Hold on one quick. I'm going to let you go. Jaja, you going to go next. Rocky, you going to go after. Real quick, I got to interrupt. I want to get a happy birthday shout out to Jamila.
Happy birthday, Jamila.
Jamila has not missed not one live show.
Hey.
She has been to every single show.
Happy motherfucker.
I wanted to give you your birthday shout out because I seen you came in. Yeah. You thought I was slipping. I ain't, you know,
Jamila.
You know, I'm on it. Yeah.
Jamila, yeah. Shout on me.
So happy birthday. You know, I hope you, I hope your birthday is everything that you wish. I hope you had the softest, most sterilest rock star weekend ever.
Hey.
I hope you are catered to. I hope your girlfriend's carry it for you. If there's any man in your life, he better carry it.
Yes.
So, shout out to you. Thank you for coming to every show. I love you for that. Yes. Seriously, you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, Jaleesa, go ahead. You next.
Yes. Happy birthday, Jamila. Shout out, man. But yeah, it's about the delivery, because I like you said, I was in some toxic shit. But I'm at this place in my life, like, I'm getting older. I'm tired of doing all that. I didn't did it all. We ain't gonna go there.
No comment. No comment.
Nope. I'm free.
Sheep.
All right, Preem. For real. Saying, like, going real low and cutthroat like that, it creates resentment with your partner, and that's just not cool. Like, I've been there, and it got to a point, it's just like, now I'm looking at you like, I don't even like you, bro. Like,
hey, don't look at me like what?
Like, I don't even like you. Like, I don't want to do nothing for you. I can't even be, I'm all the way turned up, but I can't walk in my femininity with you. I can't give you these things because you don't even deserve it. This is how you look at me. This is how you think of me. And real quick, this is a little content shit, but it's going all tied together. I was telling my girlfriends like a couple weeks ago how somebody had called me a nigga, and she was like, you ain't step. I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, I pulled off. Like, she was like, I would have pulled over and I would have got out. I would have did that. I said, listen, that lady don't know me. She don't owe nothing to me. So she can say whatever she say about me. It don't matter to me. But I had a man disrespect me. You think I care about somebody call me a nigga? Like, nah. I had a man that I love, I gave my heart to, gave a child to, disrespect me. You hear me? Nah.
I know that's
that hurt way more than a random person who don't know me. You don't know me, you can say anything. I don't give a fuck. That's that six and so
she
many.
Said, I've been shat on a nigga, your road rage don't bother me. Like, and I get it. So I've been in situations when the goal is to tear down, unfortunately. Like, I hate to be pulled out of my character, but we've all been there. You know, the goal is to tear down, and I really hate that. It's like you get to a point of, like, you're coming at each other, and as soon as that low blow hit, it's like the green light. And I will say, and I don't know if this is true, but I heard that women, because they're women, they can use their words very powerfully. So men, they can switch to physical very quickly. But women can cut you and hurt you physically with their words almost. So I heard that women always have like a nerve or two in the chamber. Like I know if I'm dating a man, I know what can really fuck his ego up. And I would never say that in an argument. But if you hit me with that low blow and I'm like on my period or something crazy and you get me at that right moment, I'm unleashing a chamber and I'm taking egos and pride out. Like that's my goal. You know what I mean? So and I hate to say it because I'm a lady. I swear I'm a lady. But like that's also terrible. Like sometimes I feel like you gotta go toe to toe with a nigga one time to be his lesson. Like you can't talk shit to just any bitch. Like they'll go toe to toe with you. And sometimes I got the time, not all the time, but sometimes I got the time. And I know you have told me. Oh no, I'm gonna talk my shit, Rico. Who cut me off? Preem has told me, like, sometimes it's more powerful to be silent and not respond. Because that silence, it makes somebody think. It makes somebody, like, okay, this person. But sometimes I gotta be that karma and I gotta be the teacher. Like, before I block you, I want you to know what it is. And in that case, like, you wanna go low blows, you might get the right woman who is gonna go low blows. And she has a champ, she knows what to say to hit your nerve. She has never said it, but every woman you're dating knows what to say to fucking kill your ego. And she will never, they say men can't take the treatment that women give. So if we give that shit back, we could kill an ego. And if I have to release that chamber, it's because I felt like you really shat on me. You really took the low blows. And it's there in the clip.
Rock, you go. I'm going after you.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, when she said something about time, I'm going to turn this right back around a little bit for y'all. I'm the remixer. You know, I'm going to put the DJ table up here on the stage, and I'm about to... And I'm going to turn it into quality time, because that's what we all need. I haven't heard nothing about quality time up here. Women, y'all need that quality time. Us brothers, we need to give y'all that quality time, and we also need that same quality time. Sometimes we need to sit down and just turn the TV off, put a little soft music on, which I am an R&B boy. Listen, we going to get next. And can I get a DJ with some next on there? What's up? Like, can I get some music, some turned down as music? Like, and we going to tell them how we get close. You know what I mean? We going to get too close. It's making it hard for me. But quality time is a major thing. Just sitting down, playing little games. Like, that old stuff is major. Like, I want to play footsies, but I don't like my feet, so I'm going to play on your feet. Hey, listen, I'm probably not the only guy that don't like feet in here. I don't like feet. I don't like my own feet, not the women's feet. So I'm going to put those somewhere sometimes. I'm not telling y'all that. All right, that's a little too much right now. But listen, I ain't afraid. Like, I ain't afraid, and these women ain't hard to beg. But I'm going to tell you like it is, a lot of quality time. You know, I'm one of them brothers, and a lot of my friends know, I'll cook for you. I like to cook because it's something to do. Like, I just want to show off. I put that cooked food up there. Bang, 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 baby. Throw these candles up on the table. Okay. Put the dogs to bed. Put the kids to bed if they in there. Yeah, the dogs got to go. They be barking up a storm. You be up there trying to play footsie. They want to lick your toes. Listen, dog, you got to go in the cage. But that quality time is major. Taking little trips. Like, everybody takes trips nowadays, but they don't take them with their spouse. Like, and that's a crazy thing. Like, that's a real crazy thing. I remember a point in time you didn't go on trips without your spouse. I mean, that sometimes separates a relationship. People don't know it, but it does. In its own way, it separates. Oh, man. Who that back there who want a hug? This got to be crazy. You want to talk about this?
That just threw me off, so I don't even know how to respond to that.
I mean, we going to say it like it is. Listen, if your woman in the same building cheating on you,
that's wild.
You better go get her a drink. Get her drunk and pour her near you. 'Cause That's a little crazy.
All right, so look, we're going to stay on topics, right? All right, so I want to piggyback off a couple things. Everybody made a great points. Everybody made great points. Before I go off of what you said, because you said some important stuff, I always say this. I said this on the first two episodes. Jaja touched on it. But I always say that a woman's power is in her tongue. A man's power is in his physicality. I consistently say this because everybody needs to imprint this in their minds. It is a proper way to do things. So, absolutely. So, a man's job is always to be stoic and under pressure in every situation. Women, you have to understand, sometimes they're going to get emotional. Sometimes you're going to get erratic. Sometimes you're going to fly off the shit. I have to recognize that. I have to be in the moment as a man and realize that, you know, you're just going through your emotions right now. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful by saying that. But you have to know your girl. So it's not for you to match energy. Men don't match energy. So if you want to get your emotions out as a woman, you felt that you had to get it out, get it out. But still, if you love your man, it's certain things you should never say to. You should look at your man like he is a king. If he carries it, if he does his job as a man, he's supposed to be the greatest man you have ever stepped foot in that house. And you're supposed to treat him like that if he does his job.
Big if.
Big if. Big if. Carry it. And as a woman, you do your job in part because that's where your power is at. You can help build a king up or you can help tear one down. And you have to know your power, your superpower as a woman. Hey, now, they heard me the first time. I don't want to harp. They need to know their superpower
Alante,
as a woman.
Alante,
so hold up. You said something. You said something important. You said something about. You can help because men should do it on their own. A woman can help. You shouldn't rely on a woman to build you up, but she can help build you up. She can add to what you already got going on for yourself. But we could talk about the fun things The Rock was talking about as a man when you're talking about dates. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm batshit crazy. Because all the men will be looking at me. They'll be cursing me out on the internet. They'll be saying, oh, what do you care? You should be just worried about you. Why are you worried about love?
Why not?
Why?
I'm going to tell you like it is. We both single. Most people up here probably single because they ain't gonna say nothing if they had a spouse at home anyway like that. But I'm gonna keep it 100.
No, she said you still need love, and that was I said there's nothing wrong with wanting.
There's always wanting somebody or somewhere to just chill with, be comfortable with, spend time with you.
Right.
Like the worst thing to have is nobody around you when you got that lonely night. And that's major.
Like, see, I don't know, maybe.
That's major. I'm a man. I can say it. I know.
Maybe.
On a casino might be the run all the time.
Maybe. I'm going to pass it to Jaleesa, then I'm going to go to Mel. One second. Let me jump in real quick. I'm going to pass it to Jaleesa. I'm going to pass it to Mel. Maybe I watched one too many love movies as a young boy. Maybe I seen The Notebook one too many times. Maybe I listened to Aaliyah One in a Million too many times. On Power 99 in middle school coming up. Maybe I listened to Golden Girl way too much. Maybe I used to want to meet a girl like Aaliyah. I used to want to meet a girl like Christina Milian. I miss being in that type of era where I used to listen to Drew Hill. I used to listen to Drew Hill back and forth all day long. I used to want to do things for like those, like, you get what I'm saying? It was one time I went on a date and we're talking about, I want to switch the subject. I want y'all to recall some dates, maybe some fly-ass events, some fly-ass things you either did or somebody did for you, right? I remember going out with a woman, right? And we talk about reading your woman, reading the person, reading your date. I could tell she was the type of woman where she wants a man to take over, to be a little assertive. So I've been on dates before where majority of the time I order my food or my date, she orders her food. I could tell she was that type of woman. She wanted me to order her food. So I don't know why I felt the energy, but you just got to bounce off your person sometimes. So this is the first time I ever did it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? All women like seafood. You can't mess with seafood. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I made sure, you know, I got her some salmon or something like that. Make sure you say salmon, not salmon. Take the fucking L out. I'm trying to say. Okay. Medium steaks. Take the L out the fucking sound. It's the salmon. We're going to get y'all together in 2024. We're going to get y'all together. But, you know, like I said, men, sometimes you might not be a dancer. I st- still did anyway. I had a couple fucking bourbons in me. Fuck it. You need a couple bourbons. Let's go out to the club. Let's go out to the casino. Let us spend a couple dollars. By the time we were going home, and you know, I got enough courage. I got enough bourbon in me. You get what I'm saying? Grab her hand. Now I'm feeling confident. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Music popping. I got the Drake pop probably going on. Something. I don't know. I got this crazy. You, as a man, women don't know the energy that men spend. If you're a man that cares, before we go on a date, what we got to do? After the date we're plotting, the music got to be right. The playlist got to be popping. The car got to be a certain way. Your leg, you got to do so many things. If you're doing it correctly, the flowers, opening the door. You got, listen, I want you to get the mic when you speak. Hold on. Say what you're, remember what you're about to say. It's important. But it got to the point where, I'm going to wrap it up. It got to the point where we're driving home, and I, for some reason, I just felt like brave. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You get to a light. I look at her. I got all the courage in the world in me right now. Grab her by the chin, right? It's some shit out of a fucking movie, right? And I mean, I give her like the best kiss of my fucking life. You get what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I want to be the type of man, always start with that. I want to be the type of man, right, where my spirit is talking to your fucking spirit. It's not about my body. It's not about all of that. I want our souls to be bouncing off each other, okay? I want that type of fucking vibe. It is a such thing. Have you ever been on the beach before and made love in the ocean? Have you ever done things like this as a man and took pride in shit like this? You should want to do things like that for thorough-ass women. And like I said, if you're on your job as a man, you will attract women that you want to run through fucking walls for and do these things for. But I want to pass it to y'all. I want to pass it to Jaleesa. I want to know about, you know, just give me a vibe. Just take me to a time where you can paint the picture for me.
So, I love spontaneity. I'm not.
Keep it down for me, y'all. We got the panel speaking, please.
I love spontaneity. Like, I'm not. There's times where I do feel like, yeah, we need to plan it. Da 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 da. That's fine and all. But most of the times, we going on a whim. Let's get in the car. We going. Where we going? We going here. We going there. We out. In those times, like, we don't even have to spend too much money. We could just be in a car, listen to music, just vibing. Just vibing. And right there is just, it's everything.
Kelly, drive something. I don't know. We
can drop, take a trip to AC. Just take a trip, drive to New York, something. Like, and just be out, enjoying each other's company, each other's presence. I like the type that, you understand me. So since, like I said, I like spontaneity, you text me, meet me here, send me an address. I got go in the house. It's a dress on the bed. Put this on. Here go the key. I go pull up. I answer in. There you go. You got the light. You got the whole mood set. The bed laid out with the rose petals, the bed, the bubble beds. You know, you got a full already prepared. Everything. You already know what I like. The music is on. The lights is them. You just, I'm ready. I'm ready.
You going to go? Ja going to go after Mel. Ja going to go after Mel. Then Rock, you after Ja, okay?
For the record, hold on. For the record, shout out Chef Ken. That's my cousin. We provide our experience like that. I'm a chef. And we do provide that type of experience and vibe. You see what I'm saying? But to her notion. Y'all good? Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, I can recall a good-ass date I recently went on. And it fucked me up because, you know, I was stepping outside the box. You know, I was doing something different. I ain't really in the crowds nowadays. Y'all young boys don't know how to act, and I don't, you know, y'all don't got life insurance. But,
thanks.
I went to a Phillies game. Never been to a Phillies game. Let a Phillies. Chili's. Never been to a Phillies game. Yeah, I mean.
Sorry, Mel. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, my bad. Well, my date was at the Phillies game. As I said, like 10 times in a row. Yo, but I ain't never go. You know what I mean? And it opened me up to some shit I never was like, I was totally oblivious to how this shit worked. I never knew how it, you know what I mean? The parking was great, all that shit, you know what I mean? Like, the vibe was great. Motherfuckers was buying me beers and shit. I didn't even know these motherfuckers and shit, but Phillies kicked their ass, by the way. You know what I'm saying? But I ended up buying expensive jerseys, you know, his and hers type shit. Like, it was cool as shit. Like, I'm more of a, let's go out to eat. Let's, you know, go hit the water park. Like, yeah, you know I mean, let's go do something crazy. Like, yeah, you know I mean, one of my best dates, Dorney Park. First date at that. Took a shorty to Dorney Park on our first date. We contacting, you know how that shit go when you young. You contacting, you know I mean, be like, all right, come on, link up. Told her, get dressed. Wear something that you gonna be comfortable in because we gonna do a lot of walking. Man, I done got on every roller coaster. We done had candy apples the whole nine yards. We done went in the water park. That shit was the best vibe ever. And I ended up like really being with that person for a long time. Like, you see what I'm saying? So it's like, you gotta know how to be spontaneous and step outside the box. Like, it's not always about you. You know, like I said, I'm a heavy dirt bike boy. I done had dates at the trails. You know how we do. Load the bikes up, get a U-Haul, grab a shorty, be out on the trail. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the type of vibe, like, I try to provide, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to be spontaneous at all times, like she said. You see what I'm saying?
But I got a question.
What's up?
If she didn't like, if she ain't ride roller coasters, what would you have did?
Can we get 1 second? Before you answer this, we're going to take a break, all right? We're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to let the cameras cool off. We will come back. We're going to spend probably another 10, 15 minutes on this topic, and then we're going to get to the performances of the night. So I'm gonna let the panel go one more time around. We're gonna finish this date topic. We're gonna let the cameras cool off. We're gonna come back. Maybe the crowd wanna jump in real quick before we get to the performances. We got Sunflower coming up. We got Teller. We got Heem.
Make some noise.
We got Boo. We got Wise. And we're gonna do the rock star part of this event. It's gonna be lit. So just give us some time. We're gonna let these cameras cool off. You wanna get some drinks, food. Do what you got to do, go to the bathroom, and we're going to wrap this up, and we're going to get the performances popping. So please do not go anywhere. We're not done yet, all right?
Because you know they just said that shit was a bioweapon, right? We woke up. Yeah. I'm not a sheep. I wear their skin on my arms and feet. Doubters weak. I posterize them like I'm Dominique. I can see if you and I will meet somewhere outside the street. Cause since the pandemic, she shifted my reality. The irony,
I ain't got a mask and
they eyeing me. It's IG. I've been focusing on I and me. Cause I can see the quality of what was once camaraderie. Quickly dwindling, bottling,
diminishing,
subsiding. But once you're subsidizing the kind of shit that I've seen, my eyes need visine. Niggas make the vibe seem not what they describing. All fear, anxiety. But now I see it's about to get brrrr in my shiesty. I swerve them.
I swear
my whole sermon is icy. Growing and I'm learning these verses get pricey. She's still going certainly like an iced tea. I follow my purpose, no certainty I might be. Yeah. You did this, you childish, you wildin', you trippin'. Ain't no time for it, I'll keep my distance. Yeah, it's up, I'm not down with the sickness. You did this, you childish, you wildin', you trippin'. Ain't no time for it, I'll keep my distance. Yeah, it's up, I'm not down with the sickness. Okay, back to my old days, yeah, the cold days. If we ain't hit the quota, we couldn't even go home today. For the love of money, they backstab like the old days. My shoulders change temperatures like O'Shea. So many times, people told me that they won't change. Oh great, the government wants to separate us. We say, don't play. They say we're sick, we should dissociate. And I can see who went straight, bitch. Though they folding clay, molding clay.
That ain't this.
I'm a soldier, straight pulling cars, getting no regards. My face poker,
I'm exposed to frauds,
guarded by God, and they know it. They don't have faith, they only fear
what they are told.
It's just a shame, they don't know it's a game. Cry and complain, still whining cause they riding in pain. Out of the way, they can never reach the height of my game. Unless they really look inside, open their mind up again. I make it bang. You did this, you childish, you wildin', you trippin'. Ain't no time for it, I'll keep my distance. Yeah, it's up, I'm not down with the sickness. You did this, you childish, you wildin', you trippin'. Ain't no time for it, I'll keep my distance. Yeah, it's up, I'm not down with the sickness. Alright man, I just like to talk my shit, you know what I mean? Little conscious rapper here from the hood. Just trying to spread a little message, you know. Hey, but listen, we gonna get into this one last joint I'ma do for y'all. I just came to spread my peace. I wrote this joint probably about 3 years ago, but it still resonates to this day because, like, loyalty is so hard to find in this world.
No.
Mo, that's the one.
Yeah, Entitlement and they pain, it's an honest story. I listen close, so always second guess who riding for me. If niggas left it up to me, I wouldn't trust a soul. Shit, friend or foe, which way it goes, man, only heaven knows. Egos collide, that's when the roster switch. I've been the king, shoot that shit like Luka Dokovic. I moved some pieces round the board so we could all win. I asked some niggas, show me where they stand, they just been stalling. Animosity and they smile, I feel that love fade. Living prophecy in my prime, I guess it was fate. Why would you ever bite the hand that feeds you? I choose to love you from afar before I ever need you. I give that shirt up off my back when that weather's freezing. I make the sacrifices now for the better seasons. Competition in your camp will benefit the ops. I always read between the lines, I got my vision locked. And Lord knows these bitches pick and choose. I'm not the one you wanna play with, don't get shit confused. And even if I'm at my worst, I'm always 10 toes. I'm always riding front line for my kin folks. And don't forget to mention facts when you speak on me. Heard they had a lot of envy in these streets for me. Had you asked before you took it, you could've gotten more. Niggas true colors show they got a rotten core. I just been plotting more. Damn, when we fighting a few and the whole family suffers. If I tell you I love you, I put that on my mother. It's like a jungle sometimes, they try and take me under. Seems like the whole world against me, damn, not my brother. We'll be fighting a few and the whole family suffers. If I tell you I love you, I put that on my mother. It's like a jungle sometimes, they try and take me under. Seems like the whole world against me, damn, not my brother. You was my dog, ride or die, we made it out the pound. Leaving these niggas where they at, my only options now. See, I always chose to ride through technicalities. The only thing I needed was for folks to say they proud of me. Instead, they quick to get their ass to kiss. From now on, energy scores unless they matching it. Man, I couldn't believe my eyes, I seen the bitch in you. Shit hit the fan, I watched it change, something switched in you. And I'd have lost a couple homies, niggas still alive. Finally showed me who they really was and how they built inside. I won't have no problems moving when you using me. I thought a grown man should hold their own, this shit confusing me. And usually, I jump the hoops to keep the squad cool. Different propositions turn some families into rivals. Different oppositions disappear when they got to. I play the hand that's dealt, I'm backing anything the squad do. Anything is possible, gotta get my kids right. Invested in my goals and praying everything gon' go right. Be mindful who you share your dreams with, this shit a cold game. I face everything and rise, I don't fear no pain. I chase everything and strive, just know I'm God's child. And even if we fall off, I'll take the pride route. Tell me what your past worth when your future's golden. Tell me how you showing grace when it's a grudge you holding, huh? Hey man, like I said, it's from the heart. Niggas is crazy out here, you know what I mean? Be your own brother. When we fight in a few and the whole family suffers. If I tell you I love you, I put that on my mother. It's like a jungle sometimes, they try and take me under. Seems like the whole world against me, damn, not my brother. Hey man, I go by Vu again once, I appreciate y'all, man. Much love and respect to everybody in this motherfucker, man. Turn up, man, it's a good time.
Oh my God! Give it up for Vu.
Shout out to my nigga Preem.
No, that's the one.
Always doing his thing.
I had to go through my lowest moments with the world watching me. Now, I can lie and say I don't care what people think about me, but truth is, my decisions are sometimes based on your problems with me. Y'all don't understand that the shit y'all joke and whisper about is my reality. But despite what you heard, I still say down 10 toes, though, didn't I? I kept my business on the low. I chose not to expose it, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I could have ran to Instagram for likes and validation, but I made the best out of my situation, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I was ducking and dodging and damn near high, and I avoided the confrontations, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I still came into this game, legendary and shit. They treated me cold, like February and shit. These bitches be bold, but I'm clever as shit. And truth be told, I'm so much better than this. I always was a leader, setting trends and shit. My daddy spoiled me, driving his Benz and shit. I ain't having no sit-downs. I ain't making amends with shit. I'm just balling out of control with my friends and shit. So don't ask me about no old shit, no old nigga and his new bitch, no old hater and her new clique. I got old money and my new whip. No old problems with these old hoes. Just new cars and new clothes. I stood tall. I'm never going full. Now I'm the boss. I want all smoke. Wait a minute. Didn't I? For sure I did. That's why no one can make me mad no more. That's too much like controlling me. Watch the same people that I die for turn around and fold on me. Now they call around and they can get a hold of me. Nope, you never see me frown down that I got this glow on me. I saw you with that goofy chick. You still wife and hoes, I see. You know I had to jot that down. Yep, I'm still writing poetry. The same people that I put on, they turned around and laughed at me. The nigga that I loved the most was just out here embarrassing me. A decade of my life going, that shit fucking sad to me. And you bitches that be talking fly, y'all ain't even bad at me. Matter of fact, who the fuck recruited them to play with me? Because once I start playing, I don't play fair. And once you switch sides, you got to stay there. If it's love in my heart stays there. But once it's fuck me, it's fuck you. Let's be clear. And I just sit back reminiscing and shit on how they counted me out. In the beginning of this, I kept my head above water. I was swimming and shit. Now I'm almost to that finish line. I'm winning and shit. Now they all in a frenzy, head spinning and shit. I see the fake smiles. They still pretending and shit. They counting on a loss, but I'm winning this shit. And no, I didn't start it, but I'ma finish this shit. Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Sweet.
I'm a combination of beautiful and broken. My brown skin glistens even with the stains of tears past. My heart, although shattered in a million pieces, it still finds the energy to beat fast. I rise in the morning and put on my cape. My kids can't see the war I escape, so I protect them like a superhero. I'm a strong woman. That's my superpower. I'm up every hour struggling with what society tells me I should feel. The heart I possess, it may be God's true test, but please understand the hurt is definitely real. But this is simply me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. They thought it was a game, right? It's time to show these motherfuckers. Let's go. I ain't gotta prove a thing to anybody watching. Except I gotta go and get it, that's my only option. No, I feel that Friday thought I'd really take a L. But I came to close the coffin on them with a nail. People show their true colors when you on a mission. Quick to have opinions on them, but they never listen. A lot of smiles only seem to know the least. I was born in the jungle when the belly of the beast. Down bad, it was brass, I ain't had no plan B. I ain't had no helping hand, I was outstanding. In the rain with no umbrella. Now they run from us, cause it's a TRMT front runner. We came up, they ain't hear us before. Fix the crown on my head, now I'm coming for yours. I can't have nobody thinking they on level with me. Platinum records is the only way I'm pushing the P. I never let up on the gas, I don't need a break. I like the money in my hand, laughing to the bank. Once I start playing games, I don't play fair. And if I catch you switching sides, I'ma make it clear. No hoogazy or crazy talk. I just make a couple calls and your name get choked. You should stay out of my water, you don't play with sharks. Drop a bag, then I dash like it's Instacart. And they in a frenzy, I just said it all. Here and now, I'm making sure they really tell it all. Bitches hella soft, they ain't seeing me. I can never let them rock like I'm P&B. I just sit back reminiscing and shit. On how y'all counted me out in the beginning of this. I kept my head above water, I was swimming and shit. Now I'm almost to the finish line, I'm winning and shit. Now they all in a frenzy, head spinning and shit. And I see the fake smile, still pretending and shit. Counting on the loss, but guess who's winning and shit. And no, I didn't start it, but I'ma finish this shit. Hey.
Yeah.
Fucking ghost.
Thank y'all for having me.
My favorite. Let's fucking go, star.
Yeah, yeah. I heard the same story 10 times over. You say the sex speak better when you hot. Talk to me when you sober. Can't get advice cause all the guys just claim you're getting over. I know this shit look better when I'm high. Get it up, bend it over. Type of bitch that make my heart melt. And I be talking, you beat his ass just like he had Mattel. Superman, y'all can't say no else. I ain't from Smallville. I'm used to getting money, I can tell you how to mind feel. Came a long way from penny pitching in mama's mouth. I send my prayers to God, I call up Charlie and call Auntie Joe. Don't recognize no face unless it's on a dollar bill. You know that shit forever if you locked in it. up, you sign a sale. And if you cannot keep it real, then get away from me. I dot my eyes and cross my T's. Why you never check on me right next to me? I'm trying for the top, I'll get some different views. They call so everybody love, just trying to get some views. Don't ever think you play me, babe, I'm using you. Don't get confused. I'm drinking Fiji by the pint. I need my necklace by the pool. Been the same shit over, that story overused. I ain't learned my lesson the hard way. They play me like before.
To the stage, nothing to like. Let's go.
Hey yo, let's ball on.
Yeah. Oh look, we getting personal on this one.
My nigga got the podcast, he's talking about the woman, so this how we gonna talk shit tonight.
I said one thing, it's just one thing about you, ain't nothing new, it's just the things that we do that had me thinking about you. See, I be there round two, ain't nothing personal, I'm fucking with you, how I'm fucking with you, like, woo, shrimp and lobsters, no more Gino and Valentino, Philly niggas staying some shit, but every day we clean them, love how she ride on her, her disrespect demeanor. Said I couldn't teach you no shit, but students follow leaders. Couldn't do Medina, I was on parole. X and O's, this was step as full. So if you ever leave, then close the door. Going through a war outside, and I never beef at home. Rather leave you alone, I make you cream every time you moan. Do a video on the phone, fuck you first night you grown. Legs to the ceiling, long dick, you hit you with the bone. Tell her leave them feelings alone. If you trust me when we don't, feel like Marvin Gaye, we can get it on. One thing is just one thing about you, yeah. Ain't nothing new, it's just the things that we do that had me thinking about you. See, I be there round two. Ain't nothing personal, I'm fucking with you, how I'm fucking with you. I said one thing, it's just one thing about you, ain't nothing new, it's just the things that we do that had me thinking about you. See, I be there round two. Ain't nothing personal, I'm fucking with you, how I'm fucking with you, like, woo. Yeah, caught $1 million crib, a law says she from the rib. Cause ain't another like the kid that done what the fuck I did. I just set diamonds on your body, kept you super lit, and gave you everything you ever wanted, had you too legit. Nah, I ain't prove his shit. I know I ain't what you used to. Like, go ahead with that bougie shit. Like, you don't know, like, who's who. At front, like, I ain't choose you and getting all new, new. Like, I don't give a fuck about no niggas, cause they fool too. Big difference when you in position, really getting it. Closet full of bags, I figure it's all winning shit. Big ticket hit, we got it and really spending it. I sit you in position with these benefits. I said one thing, it's just one thing about you, yeah. Ain't nothing new, it's just the things that we do that have me thinking about you. See, I be there round two. Ain't nothing personal, I'm fucking with you, how I'm fucking with you. I said one thing, it's just one thing about you, yeah. Ain't nothing new, it's just the things that we do that have me thinking about you. See, I be there round two. Ain't nothing personal, I'm fucking with you, how I'm fucking with you, like, woo.
Hey, yo, how many of y'all got somebody y'all meeting around two tonight? Y'all out of pocket, man. Y'all ain't meeting nobody tonight? Cut this shit.
It's my shit right here, man.
2100, nigga.
My shit.
I'ma keep it real simple with niggas.
My shit.
I don't give a fuck what y'all talking. I'ma tell you like this. If you ain't got your own bag and you ain't talking about shit, you can try fuck my bitch. Yeah, tell you I'm legit. Make a movie on you niggas. Get you edit out the script. Don't be a bullseye and get it talking on your big head. You dickheads ain't fucking with me. I'm on big bread. I took too many sacrifices for me to live right. I've been in your shoes before and probably hit it twice. I know how you feel, my nigga. Them niggas dead right, but do it right. It's too many solid niggas that's doing life. Keeping music, aye, it's to the point. I don't even write. Niggas know it's nothing to like. This shit like riding bikes. Ever since COVID, everybody getting killed. Now it's too easy to drill.
The mask make it real.
Keep it simple, chill. Well, being victims is spinning will. Well, I spin the will. You see it's leaving. It been for real. Well, you ain't making it. Look at my eyes. It's no faking it. I've been catching wreck on you niggas. And I'm claiming it. I'm okaying it. I ain't never paid no payments. Unless it was 1099s and
court arrangements.
This entertainment. I fed my children from the payment. A nigga fell in love with the streets like an entanglement. I'm still dangling. Tippy toeing, make arrangements. I just call it plays on the floor. I'm Coach K.
I don't give a fuck what niggas talking. I'ma tell them like this.
No, I'ma pop that shit, nigga. I'ma let the beat ring. You ain't talking about shit. You can try fuck my bitch. Shit, tell you I'm legit. We make a movie on you niggas. Get you edited out the script. I said, I ain't even in the streets, but still in the streets, though. Still can chef a cookie on the stove like Finito. Complete, bro. I'm locked in. Don't care about no top 10. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm just clocking in. Feeling like a day job. And I ain't even working hard. I put them Birkin out the bitch until my neck. I need it soft. I'm too
free. I need it all.
I don't even need the ball. I pass it off with no look, John. I'm just teaching y'all. All my life I've been placed against the eyes. A nigga built the enterprise. Swept the hood on them. Got them gentrified. Any sucker hating got minimized. You can't even mention why. It's a lot of you niggas not even qualified.
Fuck with niggas talking. I'ma tell them like this.
You ain't got your own bag. You ain't talking about shit.
You can try to fuck my bitch.
Tell you I'm legit,
make
you
edit on
you niggas,
get you edit
on
the
strip.
Y'all dig me or what?
That's my shit, bro.
Y'all still here tonight or what?
Let's fucking go.
You couldn't walk in our shadows, don't put them shoes on. We big stepping on anybody that moves on. This one for the city, now watch us put on. We been lit, now this a good job. You couldn't walk in our shadows, don't put them shoes on. We big stepping on anybody that move wrong. We big stepping in this section is grown men. If you can't dance with the devil, then it's the wrong gym. Ace, I'm going in. You see my Diddy Bop? Rebranding hip-hop with my own pen. They noticing that killer been left the room. Flow by far with the stars somewhere near the moon. I'ma set the mood, make sure it's special too. Add this sauce with the dressing while I prepare the food. I chef shit between the snare and the drum kick. That's where I give you the message. I do this, make it look effortless. Cause my levels of greatness really don't got no ceiling. When I'm building, I shake the building. Really, I'm down to earth, always labeled the real one. But I'm here to restore the feeling. Place in place you can stomach, making them look appealing. This one's for the city, now watch us put on. We been lit, now it's a good job. You couldn't walk in our shadows, don't put them shoes on. We big stepping on anybody that move wrong. This one's for the city, now watch us put on. We been lit, now it's a good job. You couldn't walk in our shadows, don't put them shoes on. We big stepping on anybody that move wrong.
Move wrong, nigga, you get done dirty. Niggas Turkish, who the fuck said you pull sturdy? Scored a hole in one and got it off a birdie. And her retire a sucker, hang up his jersey. This one for the city, now watch him put on. I ain't get put on 10 toes, but I stood on. I don't set handouts, like fuck your circle, I stand out. What the fuck I look like with my hands out? The caller order ball, I pitch a flea flicker. Like touchdown, an extra point, got the bust down. Duck down, walk up on me, you getting cut down. See so much paper these days, it ain't no fronting now. Double down, I take the odds when I come around. And drop it on a couple circles, watch it come around. Dumb it down, niggas can't fuck with the steppers. When we moving on these niggas, this chest not checkers. This one's for the city, now watch us put on. We been lit, now it's a good job. You couldn't walk in our shadows, don't put them shoes on. We big stepping on anybody that move wrong. This one's for the city, now watch us put on. We been lit, now it's a good job. You couldn't walk in our shadows, don't put them shoes on. We big stepping on anybody that move wrong.
Crush Lounge, I appreciate y'all tonight.
I want to say to the podcast person, I'm not new to this new generation stuff, all that. But I'm going to say what I got to say, because this is on my heart. I might shed a tear, but everybody in this building right now, whether we drink, smoke weed, do vape, whatever, might sell your body. I don't give a fuck what you do. But guess what? At the end of the day, we all deserve respect 100%. And I mean that to the day I die, so I take it to my grave. We all are gentlemen and ladies at the end of the day. So respect one another, get along with one another, because we need to come together as one. Because we are killing each other as days go by. Thank you.
Who is fighting for the city, different white shirts? Big dude, big underage. What's up, bitch? And oh, I'm not your last nigga. They your past nigga. I'm Big Daddy Smash Crooker. Oh, damn, the mama fine. Where you been, yo?
The king can't always be the damn king by itself. I need servants to step up.
Turn me up a little bit. Turn me up a little bit.
You just watched What You Scared to Say podcast. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe now.